Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you start warming for the eighth, Edwin, do you kind of have in your mind that you're going to finish it off at that point?
No, not really. I knew it that if the top of the order coming in the eighth, I gotta be ready for them. So as soon as I saw Buro to finish off the seventh and saw Schwarber coming in the eighth, I was ready to come in the game. But I didn't know, like, Mendy would ask me to go for the next three outs.
How did you feel in the ninth, those final pitches?
I feel pretty good. You know, I saw 101, I think the pitch before the strikeout. So I was feeling great, just was trying to don't overthrow, try to make pitches and get the last out.
What were those messages to you during that mound visit?
No, he told me, like, you are the guy here, we need you, like, finish him up, like, we trust in you. That was the conversation.
You had to run, I think, 17 pitches just yesterday. How do you feel about your availability going forward, starting like on Tuesday?
I feel good. You know, I'm doing a really good recovery right now. You know, tomorrow we got a day off, so I will try to recover in my room, you know, try to stay calm and be ready for Tuesday. You know, this is our playoff game. We are playing playoff game by saying early September. You know, I got to be ready every single day, and I know I will be ready on Tuesday.
Next series coming up?
We just got to win game. You know, we got, I think, two games up front of them. We just got to go there and win the series. I think if we win the series, we will be fine.
With outings like yesterday and today, do you feel like you're all the way back finally from the injury and regaining full where you were?
Yeah, I've been feeling really good. You know, since I came back from my shoulder injury early in the season, I've been feeling really good. But right now, I feel I get the rhythm I want to. You know, I've been throwing the fastball the way I want to. My slider commanding really good. I'm feeling great. I'm just gonna keep continuing what I'm doing right now. We'll be fine.
Does it feel even more satisfying after what you've been through to pitch like this? When you were getting everyone out before you got hurt?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, early in the season, I wasn't playing the way everyone was expecting. Now I'm coming out and closing game, and you know, when they give me the ball, I'm doing my job. I feel really good. I feel really happy.
As a closer, when you're feeding off the energy of the crowd, is it difficult to go and sit for three outs while your team is hitting and then come back out?
Not really. I just try to stay like hot, walking. I was walking to the clubhouse, going out, drinking water, try to stay hot. As soon as I saw the last out, I just put my hat and go out and compete.
But are you talking to your teammates or watching the game? You're just by yourself?
No, I talk to them. You know, they come to me, talk to me. Like, the manager came to me. We need you in the night. And I said, well, I'm ready to go. I talk to them. I just keep walking through the clubhouse and the dugout, try to get the three out quick.
No sitting.
How much do you feed off the energy of the crowd when they're engaged like they were tonight?
Was great. And first pitch, you know, the energy was amazing. You know, we are, like I said, we are playing playoff game, and the crowd, you know, I think today was sold out, and we can feel it from the bullpen, from the dugout when I was hitting, when I was pitching, was a really good energy today.
At what point between innings did
Mendy tell you you would be back out for the ninth?
As soon as I finished my inning, I was walking to the dugout. He asked me, can you go for the next 3 hours? Yeah, of course, you know. I'm a warrior, and I will go, you know, even if I don't feel good. Like, I want to finish the game. I want to get the thing a W, and you know, I came out and did my job.
Talented and aggressive lineup you faced in the ninth inning. Is your game plan challenge them, my best stuff against their best?
Yeah, I was trying to throw my best pitches, you know. I follow my catcher, you know. I've got a good game plan, you know. I don't like to shake him a lot. I was throwing whatever he asked me and try with conviction, and I'd get the outs.
What's been the key to your confidence?
Team pitching. I think I'll be able to pitch more consistently now. You know, last month and a half, I've been able to pitch a lot. Like, and I feel that that helped me to find my rhythm and do my job.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.